Happiness is a byproduct and not a goal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happiness is a byproduct and not a goal. Many people say to themselves that they would like happiness more than anything in the world because happiness would make them feel fulfilled, would make them feel good. They feel that money would be wonderful. They'd like to have money. They'd like to have wealth. They'd feel that that would make them feel very successful, that that would fulfill all of their needs in their life. They'd like to have good relationships. You see, all of these things that we look at sort of as goals are really nothing but the byproduct of wherever we're really going. Where are we going? What is our purpose? When a person is content and peace, when a person is at peace in himself, when a person feels good in himself, all the money in the world can't buy it. It is so wonderful and so positive and so powerful. When a person feels a joyful quality within themselves, when a person feels a goodness within themselves, when a person feels right with the world, nothing can buy it. We've told the story about the man who was walking across the bridge, and there was a pot of gold sitting on the bridge for him to find. But as he decided to walk across the bridge, he thought, I'm going to play a game. I'm going to see if I can close my eyes and walk across the bridge and not fall off. The bridge wasn't that high that if he fell, he'd hurt himself too badly. But he just thought, well, I'm just going to try this. Because he just loved playing games with his children. He just loved doing things with his children. So he was coming home from work, a very poor man, but a very happy man, because he had a wonderful family. And so, across the bridge stood two gentlemen who were very sorry for this fellow because he had all of these children and very little money, and they wanted to do something nice for him. They wanted to give him a gift of money. Well, the man walked across the bridge with his eyes closed, and when he came across the other side, the other two gentlemen stopped him and said, Sir, did you just walk across that bridge? And he said, Yes, I did. And didn't you see anything on the bridge? No. I was playing a game. Every evening when I come home from work, I play games with my children, and I was just playing a game that I want to see if I can walk across that bridge with my eyes closed. Well, I did. See, I did. How wonderful that is. I'll have to tell my children. They'll be so happy. They'll be so surprised. And he went home and he told his children. And they were so happy for him. And they were so surprised. And they were so delighted. But you see, happiness was not the goal. Happiness is just the byproduct. The goal was to walk across the bridge with his eyes closed. The goal was to go through life and do the things that you want to do. Do the things that give you a feeling of a sense of completion, a sense of well-being. And with that sense of well-being comes the byproduct of happiness. We do so many things for people, especially for ourselves. And so we do these things for these people. We are nice to them. We are happy to them. We see someone who needs a little help. And we notice that the lady didn't have the ability to sweep her sidewalk. And her sidewalk was very bad. And that's not a big thing, of course. But when you're a little boy and the neighbor lady has a sidewalk that is filled with leaves and filled with clutter, and yours is so clean and everyone else is so clean, you just like to go out and do it. Now, the most fun in doing it is not to do it when everyone can see you. Just before supper time, when everyone is getting ready to sit down to supper, no one's outside, you go outside and you take a broom and you sweep off this lady's sidewalk for her. And then you come back into the house quickly, and you have a secret in your heart of something you did. And you sit down at the dinner table and you are so happy. You feel so good inside of yourself for what you did. And yet, it's not a big thing. You don't feel good because you're better than somebody else, because you did some little thing that made you feel very happy. Now, you didn't do it to feel happy. You did it because it was a nice thing to do. You did it because you cared. You did it because you loved doing it. Now, the lady may never even recognize that you swept her sidewalk. The lady may never even comment on it. She may go out in front and see the sidewalk cleaned, and she'll say, good. I don't know how it got done, but good. And she doesn't say thank you. She doesn't give you credit, and you don't get credit from anybody. You didn't do it to get the credit. But you just feel a happiness inside of yourself after having done what you wanted to do. You went to your goal of sweeping the sidewalk. You went to your goal of doing something that would make life a little more pleasant, seemingly, for your neighbor. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if your neighbor were a blind person and you swept the sidewalk for them and they would never see it? They never knew that their sidewalk was such a mess. They never knew these things, and you did it. But you knew. And you see, when we know, then the happiness comes to us. Not because we go after the happiness, but because we would like to do some little gesture of having harmony and peace and right action, having joy and truth and goodness coming about. The man walking across the bridge, those two gentlemen that wanted to give him some money, they found they could not give something to another, where he had the greatest gift in the world, the gift of playing with his children, the gift of loving his family, the gift of being happy in everything he does. He had the greatest gift in the world, and we could never give him a gift equal to that. And when we try to force things upon other people, and we want to get a response from them for what we forced upon them, what happens? What happens? You see, the things that mean the most to us in life are the things that we have done out of joy in our heart. We have done because it just pleased us. It didn't make us happy or sad. It just pleased us. We felt good about what we do. Happiness was not the goal. Happiness just came. Happiness was just a lovely thing to do. Happiness is the caring, the sharing, the being one with all of our creation, being one with all the world. And when we can live in a world in which doing lovely, beautiful, caring things is our primary goal, then you can be sure that happiness will be right there along with that goal. But we don't go after the happiness, for if we chase after happiness, it will elude us. The men wanted to get happiness by giving money to the man who walked across the bridge, but they could not force upon him that happiness. Force upon him? If he knew it? Yeah, if he knew it, and he found that money, and he knew that someone had left it there because they felt sorry for him, he would not feel good about it. If he found something that was lost and did not know who to return it to, and it ended up being his, he'd say, wow, isn't that wonderful? But when someone else tries to do something for us because they're goody-goody and they want to feel good about it themselves, they want to feel happy about it themselves, the gift is lost. Give, give, give. Give basically without anyone knowing that you've done it. Give without anyone knowing that you shared it. Give without anyone knowing that you were the giver. Because when you give in this way, then you can be sure that you will feel good inside yourself. And that's the foundation of all happiness. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things today. Think beautiful thoughts. And know that the thought for today is a wonderful way to start out. I love you. I love you. I love you.